As we get into this next segment, I want to lead in with this because no doubt the opioid crisis has gotten a good bit of attention in the past few years. We've done a lot to cover it here at our studios and online as well at accesswdun.com, and rightfully so. It's a horrible epidemic, but now it seems that there is some progress being made. Healthcare practitioners taking steps to help, and that's resulted in a 30% reduction in opioid prescriptions being written in the past year. And the question remains, though, how do we, from a medical standpoint, how do we go forward and how do we provide care that is as pain-free as possible when we have procedures without the opioids? Well, there are a lot of different ways to do that. We're bringing on our next guest, one of our experts who comes on with us a couple of times a month from Georgia Urology, Dr. Brent Sharp. And first of all, Brent, good to have you back today. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, let's face it. I was going to say the procedures you do are in a rather sensitive area, but anytime you're having surgery, it doesn't matter where you're being operated on, it's sensitive. So what do you guys do that's changed that game as far as opioids and not using them maybe?
Correct. Well, you know, as urologists, most patients know some of the things that we do, you know, on the urinary system are in that sensitive area down there. So things like cystoscopy, where we look in through the area into the bladder. We do prostate biopsies. A lot of people understand that. Vasectomy is a very common procedure. So these are just in-office procedures that we do to help patients in their health care. And people have tons of anxiety. They are somewhat uncomfortable. Obviously, it's always funny when the doctor says uncomfortable. Yeah. And that has two different connotations.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, in history, what we've traditionally done is use like something like Narco, which is a narcotic, an opioid, and a Valium, which is a sedative, which is also an addictive type drug, in the office. And it is amazing the very slow trickle into the opioid use or abuse that we've seen in our society. And what we've looked at is how can we control pain better, how can we control anxiety better, and how can we lessen the complications for our patients. So what we decided to do was to use a machine called Pronox. Pronox is nitrous oxide. The public knows it as laughing gas.
Mm.
The great things about it is it has a very quick onset. Patients can breathe on this, and pain and anxiety goes away very, very quickly. But most importantly, it's non-addictive. It's out of their system in about 15 minutes, and you can actually drive after having this. Now, contrast that with those pills we just talked about. They're going to last somewhere between 6 to 8 hours. You're going to feel groggy, sleepy. You can't drive. And I just had a patient yesterday said that he never wanted to do that again. He did it at an outside place, and he said for 3 days. He felt groggy, lethargic, and he knew the effects of the medicine for 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens is people get that prolonged sense that sometimes they like, and that relates to the next drug and the next pill and the next pill, and then we're into a crisis situation. So
I'm like your patient there. I don't like the fog. I don't like the being disconnected. I've never really enjoyed that. But along with that, there's some other side effects. I know, for example, I've talked with people who have taken, like they've been prescribed Percocet or something like that, and they get itchy. Their skin gets dry. They feel like they're, you know, so there are other side effects that you don't have with some other things.
Right. They can get itching. They can feel like bugs. And a lot of times we'll hear patients have a really bad reaction to morphine. They feel like bugs are crawling all over them. They physically see them. They can hallucinate. So there really are some complications. And, you know, we've been able to look at how we can eliminate that. And that's what's been important to us. And it may be a small step. You know, obviously we did it for better pain control. But one thing I want the public to understand is this is not anesthesia. Yes, you are breathing a gas. This is not anesthesia by any fashion. We do not put people to sleep in the office. However, this is anxiety and pain control. And, you know, we've done over 50 patients, and I cannot think of a single patient out of 50 who's either said, A, it wasn't worth it, it was markedly better. But more importantly, those people that have had those other procedures have told me, some of them, no way will I ever go through a procedure again with other drugs other than Pronox, because again, it's simple, it's quick, it's safe. You know, this stuff has been around, maybe misquote here, hundreds of years, but it's been around a long, long time, and it has stood that safety profile. And when used in this way, and one great thing about this machine is you really almost cannot mess it up. It's a 50-50 mix.
Mm-hmm.
So you get 50% oxygen, 50% nitrogen. You can't hook the machine up correctly. You can't turn the machine on in the wrong order. when the gas goes out, it makes a noise that'll drive you completely out of the office. So that's what I love about its safety profile. And patients get some security in that also.
Well, there you go. And it's just, that's just reassuring. And I'm glad we had this discussion because, you know, the question has been, we understand the abuse and the things on the other side where people are getting them illegally or they're hanging on those prescriptions or whatever it is that they're doing. But it's nice to hear the proactive side of it where, as a health practitioner, you're cognizant of that and you know there are alternatives and you're doing that and with great results. And I know your patients, as you mentioned, are appreciating that as well. If folks want to find out more about what you do there at Georgia Urology, I mean, we kind of know, but we need to know everything because you do a wide variety. And how they get in touch?
Well, obviously, Georgia Urology, we're the fifth biggest in the country. So we have a website, gaurology.com. My office number is 678-205-8387. We're happy to help. And just one last for the public health. Realize if you have those narcotics out there, and we all say, oh, well, I'll flush them out, and then we lose that. The narcotic, the opioid crisis is not in the patient who gets the drug most commonly. It most commonly is in people who have found that drug, that somebody who has prescribed it for surgery finds it, takes it, they enjoy the benefits of it, and now you're in a problem and on a slippery slope. So, again, if you have those drugs out there and you're a family, take them to the sheriff's department. They've got a disposal box. Some people don't like flushing down the toilet, but it is an alternative. I'd rather flush down the toilet than have some patient addicted. So
sure.
If you have those drugs, please do not keep them around.
Very, very good words. Dr. Brent Sharp, thanks for being with us and hope your weekend is a good one. Going to be a little on the warm side, but hey, a glass of lemonade and you'll be all right.
That's exactly right. And that'll prevent some kidney stones too.
I was going to say, Sam, you've taught me. You've taught me well.
Right.
All right, take care.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. 21 minutes after 8 at WDUN. See, I can be taught. I really can.